Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio upang pag-usapan muli ang mga pagpapalaki. Paano nga papalakihin ang mga anak ng mga Pilipino o mag-anak na Pilipino-Australiano dito sa Australia. Si Donovan Nufable mula Family Dispute Resolution and Mediation. At ang isa sa mga kasama natin ngayon ay magulang o ina sa dalawang batang teenager ang masasabi na si Kay Liwanag. Maraming salamat sa panahon ninyo, Don at Kay.
Maraming salamat din.
Thank you, Maridel.
So, nung una yung pinag-usapan namin ni Don ay yung kung paano nga ba palakihin yung mga bata, paano sila bigyan ng responsibilidad, at kung ano yung mga tamang approach sa pagpapalaki. Ikaw, Kay, dito mo na sinilang at pinanganak at pinalaki yung dalawa mong anak?
Dito na. So, silang dalawa, dito na pinanganak, yes.
Nahirapan ka ba? Kasi walang yaya, walang...
Yes, yes. Look, you know, yung... Pagdating namin dito, sanay ka sa Philippines, it's like meron kang kasama, meron kayong kasambahay. Pero pagdating dito, it's everything is different. So, I came here, I was 16, and that was like an eye-opener for me, pretty much. Like, I had to do everything myself. So, yung first time na nung nagbuntis pa lang ako, kinausap ko na si mami. Sabi ko, kung pwede lang. But then, like, you know, she's not that young anymore, and she's... She also, because meron din ako, my dad is in Philippines, and my sister is also there, which is, she's a lot younger than me. So, kinausap ko si mami. So, yun. So, nandito siya, siguro mga 2 weeks lang, pagkatapos, ang ginawa namin, umuwi ako. Umuwi ako, kasi may maternity leave naman tayo. So, I went back home for 3 months. It was a really good negotiation with my husband. Kasi nga, ang sabi ko, like, you know, again, it's all about society. Like, I was fearing about postnatal depression, yung mga ganon, diba? So, pinag-usapan namin mag-asawa, and we said, yeah, I'll go back home for 3 months. Sumunod siya, siguro after mga 1.5 months, sumunod siya. Yun. So I think that was a really good starting point for me na hindi gaano na shock yung system ko kasi umuwi nga ako and I had my support.
So. Mahalaga yun, hindi ba, Don? Yung may suporta ka sa simula pa lang.
Oo. Kasi lalo na pag buntis, syempre medyo, ang sabi nga nila, you become emotional, which is normal kasi the hormones. So kailangan ng support. At sabi mo nga, dito sa Australia, hindi katulad sa Pilipinas, walang yaya, walang kasambahay. So it's good na you decided to go home. At may support ka sa asawa.
Mm-hmm. Yung maganda rin dito, siguro pwede natin sabihin sa mga hindi pa, sa first time na nagbubuntis o nagpaplano nagbuntis, meron din sila yung mga midwife.
Yes.
So meron ding mga maternal health care na kung wala kang kamag-anak o kaibigan na pwedeng tumulong sa'yo, may mga servisyong ganun na tutulong sa'yo.
And I think meron din yung mga mothers group, yung mga ganun na I think it's very important na marinig mo sa iba na normal lang yung nararamdaman mo, normal lang yung hindi ka natutulog, yung bakit yung anak ko ganito. Like it was, I did join a little bit of that, pero it was a little hard for me kasi my husband works at night, so natutulog siya and I wasn't driving at the time. So I think it's also friends, although at the time not a lot of our friends had babies yet, so I think it was isa lang. So and that's when I decided, I think it's very important na umuwi ako. Kasi like, you know yourself kung ano yung capacity mo or capability mo, di ba? Although I had my mother-in-law here, it's different pag yung mama mo yung kasama mo.
At saka, sabi nga nila, mas madali na pag sa pangalawa.
Yes, very much. Very, very
no
much so.
No comment ako.
Kasi parang alam mo na yung you more or less alam mo na kung anong i-expect mo, anong aasahan mo.
Absolutely.
Hindi ka na like sa panganay ko, ang dami kong parang bakit ganito, hindi naman ito yung sinabi nung libro. Mm. Di ba? Tapos ang ginawa ko pa noon nung nagbubuntis ako, naghanap ako ng libro na magsasabi sa akin nung totoong nangyayari.
Yes.
So I read Kaz Cook. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's Australian. So meron siya yung, sa kanya yung what to expect when you're expecting na okay. reality. Because binasa ko yung what to expect when you're expecting. So, parang ang ganda naman nito lahat. Diba? Maganda yung sa kanya talagang, oh, itong araw, itong stage ng pagbubuntis mo, feeling mo talaga ang taba-taba mo na. Yung mga, may mga ganun na totoo. Tapos, kung gating nararamdaman mo, dito ka. Pwede kang pumunta sa ganitong website. May mga tulong good. Sila.
So, may, kumbaga, as opposed to the theory, may emotional and realistic side of it, no? Tapos, that's
and
really
and it's very
good.
Simple. So, very good. Maganda. Yung mga ganun na gabay. So, dahil dito, napansin ko ka rin kasi yung Australia is very individualistic.
Yeah.
So, hindi ka tulad sa atin na, okay ka lang ba? Dito parang, hindi mo yan pwede tanungin, hindi kayo close.
Tsaka sa Philippines, meron tayong parang old wives tale, di ba? Nagkasabi, oh, pagbuntis ka, ganito. Yes. Mararamdaman mo to. So, you hear a lot of unsolicited advice, kumbaga. Sa, dito sa Australia, like you said, kailangan.
Oh, kung hindi mo tinatanong, hindi ibibigay sa'yo. Mm-hmm. Tsaka nila pwede sabihin ang pangit mo pag nagbubuntis ka, di ba? Sa Pilipinas.
Actually, totoo yun, di ba? Diba? Ang laki-laki ng ilong mo, lalaki yan, di ba? Diba?
Like, ba't itim-itim ka sa liig?
Yes, that's another one that I used to
hindi bilugin chan mo, patusok sa lalaki yan.
Sinabihan din ako, kamba lang anak mo, kasi ang laki-laki ng chan mo. Ko, 6-7 months na ako noon. Sabi ko, hindi, isa lang talaga siya. Hindi, kamba lang anak mo. Sabi ko, isa lang siya, nakita ko sa ultrasound.
Talang yung ilam ka.
Pero yun nga, tapos pag nandun na yung anak mo, marami na rin namang mga kukwento sa'yo, na kailangan ganito, ganyan. So, dapat siguro alam mo kung saan ka kukuha ng guidance o payo. Yes. Pagtapos, dun ka lang. Mm-hmm. Pero maging bukas ka siguro sa mga suggestions or options. Pero pag pinakinggan mo kasi lahat, maloloka ka.
Of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Exactly. And you also need to know sa'yo kung ano what will work well for you. Di ba? Right. Yun ang importante.
Yun, sabi nila, yung bond o pag-ugnayan ng anak sa ina nagsisimula sa tiyan, sa sinapupunan.
Yeah.
Parang mahirap siya intindihin or unawain kasi paano yung magsimula, hindi mo makakausap, hindi ba? So parang mga ganon. So ikaw, okay, kailan mo naramdaman na, uy, ito na yung anak ko. Nag-connect na ako.
Right. So, ito alam ng anak ko to. I didn't feel it straight away. I didn't feel that connection straight away. Although, while I was pregnant, yung, kumbaga sa akin, it's like it's me preparing myself mentally na kaya ko to, and stuff like that, right? So, nung lumabas si Kayla, pagkita ko, parang, I think I was overwhelmed. Parang, it's like everything is happening so fast na lahat ng nabasa ko, because I was reading What to Expect When You're Expecting, everything was coming to my head. Oh, what am I gonna do next? Am I gonna breastfeed? Kaya ko ba to? You know, am I gonna get postnatal depression? What's gonna happen? So, I think it was on the second day. She was just there, and I was looking at her, and kind of just clicked. And when they say, oh, like, you know, it's that overwhelming feeling na you can never love somebody as much as you can love this person. Mm-hmm. I have this proper responsibility dito sa batang to. For me, I think that's when it kind of started, yung first day ko or first day and a half. It was pure
tsaka pagod ka, diba? Sa pagod, sa pag-iire.
18 hour. Mine is an 18-hour labor. So, ang hirap. Tapos, nakita mo, andun yung asawa mo and everything else. But I think for me, it was really, it's numb. I just felt numb at the start. But you do. Like, as soon as it hits you, that was it. That's what kick-started me.
It's not for, like, hindi totoo yung sa pelikula na, parang yung unang mong mararamdaman, salamat, tapos na, nakalabas na siya.
Exactly.
Kasi ako yun yung naramdaman ko, tapos na.
Iba talaga sa movie, ano?
Very ano eh. So, sabi nga, pagkita mo, like, you know, what I was expecting was they give her to me, tas iyakal, ganun. Like, for me, it was kind of mechanical at the start. Pero yeah, never doubt the mother's love. I think it does come in, and when it came, it just came like this. It was amazing.
Ikaw doon sa karanasan mo sa mga naging konsultasyon mo.
Yeah.
Kailan nagsisimula yung ugnayan sa pagitan ng ina at ama sa kanilang anak?
Depende kasi sa mga kliyente ko, medyo yung iba later on na pag teenager na. Sa simula, wala. So that's why a lot of them end up in out of home care nga dahil walang love between the parent and the child. So I think depende sa sitwasyon ng tao eh. Kasi kung merong silang social problem katulad ng domestic violence or drug and alcohol, so there's a lot of things that's going on in their life and they can't feel the love when the child comes out first. But it doesn't mean it won't come. It does come, like you said. Pero yung as a lot of them later on. So when the child gets taken away from them by DHS, that's later on they want the child back. So there is the bond, but it comes later on.
Paano mo sisimulan? Paano mo, ano yung pwede mong gawin para masimulan? Like, ako sa kaso ko nung bata yung mga anak ko, nilalaro ko sila. Mm. Diba? Kasama mo sila kahit saan kasi wala naman akong choice. Walang mag-alagang iba. So, doon nabuo yung relationship na palagi kayo ng kasama. Sa unang ano, ang hinahanap si Mommy kasi si Mommy yung nandyan 24/7. Yes. So, doon nabuo dahil yung constant companionship.
Yeah. Yes.
So, pero pag malaki na, paano mo sisimulan?
So, iba, maraming research that they say that yung nga, attachment. So, yung attachment, maaring spending time with your kids or even when you hug them and tell them you love them. Diba sa Pilipinas, like they always say, you know, action speaks louder than words. Mm-hmm. Parents don't say they love you until later on. Pero you have to tell your kids that you love them. Kasi yun yung bonding nyo eh. Yun yung, kumbaga sabi nila sa, ano, sa research, you imprint with your child through, you know, touch, hugs, talking, and spending time. Yun ang importante.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree. Kasi kami, yung mga anak ko, they're very, everyone will know that. They're quite clingy to me at a very, very, very young age. Mm. But then you get to a point na nakikita mo naman yung development. Now, up until now, my son, he's 12, turning 13. He's still very, very affectionate. So I think sa amin, it's the assurance na talagang mahal mo sila. Because I think that's the basics.
Yeah.
That's the foundation of everything else. Mm. Kasi alam nila na you're there, the support is there, the love is there. Mm. Everything else follows. Eh.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi iba yung kung hindi alam na wala ka dyan o hindi sila makapag-open sa'yo kung ano yung nararamdaman nila. I think for me, that's a very, very big deal.
Yeah.
So for my kids at a very young age, alam na nila na I'm there. Mm-hmm. If they want to talk to me, nandun ako.
Yeah.
Paano mo sila kinakausap? Ano ba yun na ako yung nanay mo? Makinig. Pakinggan mo ako. Mm. Alam ko lahat.
Mm. Now, I think our turning point for us is when they were, especially Kayla. She's very, yung personality niya kasi, at the very young age, she was like very, very shy. And then she started growing and her personality changed. Right?
Awesome.
Naging outgoing siya and everything, right? So for me, it wasn't really a decision that I have to split between this to this. Kasi nga sabi ko, it's very important to me na alam nila na nandun ako. So yung the way that I transitioned, it was more around, I was genuinely interested kung anong nangyayari sa buhay niya, right? So it's really like, you know, especially going into high school, it's not like, you know, I wanted to know your friends just so I know how they are. No, it's not that. It really is around me genuinely wanting to know. So we started having this pattern that every single day, like, she would tell me, oh, this is what happened at school, mom, you know, and I started understanding her more because of the way that she was just telling her stories every single day. I really got to know people. Like, you know, they don't know me, but I know them. And mm-hmm. I think that's what she keeps saying. It's so cool, mom, that, like, you know, she opens up her you know, the year seven books and stuff like that. And she goes, can you name every single one of them? I know them, right? And they don't know me. Because so it was funny. But then it really is all about the trust that she knows that she can talk to me without being judged.
Yeah.
I really got to her in that stage that alam niya that when she has a problem, she wants to talk to me. I'm not there as a mother. I'm there as a, I can be a friend to you and give you that, my point of view. Kasi nga yung sabi nga sa kanya, like, you know, who would you go to? Would you go to your friends? And I get that. Pero I would, and that this is me personally. I'm not saying that this is the right approach to anybody. Pero sabi ko nga, it's all about her wanting to come to me, to ask my opinion first. And I'm not telling her this is the only way. This is the right way. This is my opinion. Again, it's your life. Parang ganun yung relationship namin. So we're more like, there is a distinction between a mother and a daughter and then a friend.
Yeah. So yung nga, Donovan, paano mo lalagay yung border o yung line between magulang at kaibigan?
Okay. Katulad ng sinabi ni Kayla.
Okay. Yeah, so I see Kayla is my daughter. Yeah. Okay.
You need to be a mother and a friend at the same time. When it happens, syempre depende sa edad ng bata. Kasi you can't force them na mag-open up sa you, but you need to leave the door open, kumbaga. So, you know, if you need to talk to me, you can talk to me. Just leave the door open. Kasi pag pinuwersa mo yung bata mag-open up sa you, the more they become recluse.
Yes, absolutely correct.
The more they'll hide away from you. But if you just leave the door open, say mo, you know, when you talk to me, you can talk to me. Tsaka walang judgment. Kasi ang mahirap sa ating, I remember growing up, pag nagkwento ka sa old style Filipino parents, habi ko sa iyo, wag kang sasama.
Masamayan.
Sa, there's the judgment. Influensya
yan.
Sisisiin ka pa. Yeah. Pero really, these days, ano kailangan, okay, tagang open ka lang sa makikinig, walang judgment. Taka parang baga, parang kang counselor pag parent ka.
Yes.
So, what do you want to do about it?
Yung experience ko, kasi bata pa lang sila, nagkukwentuhan na kami. Mm-hmm. Parang nade-develop yun habang tumatanda. Yeah. Na nawawala yung image na kinikwento ko to sa nanay ko. Parang wala lang yung pag-uwi mo, hi mom, how was your day? Diba? Dati kasi, mama, I'm hungry. Sasabi ng asawa ko sa mga anak ko, so yun ba yung talagang gagawin ninyo pag una nyo kaming nakita? Gutom na kayo. Di mo man lang tatanungin kung pagod kami or kamusta kami. So nung, ito yung mga ano sila yung nasa aftercare na sa primary school. Sabi ng mga anak ko sunod, hi mama, hi dad, how was your day? I'm hungry, what's for dinner?
Just to get there straight away now.
Pero na-start na yon na, na-start yung routine na yun na, kamusta ka? Anong ginawa mo? Or,
yes. Mm-hmm.
So parang nagiging, pero nung bata pa sila, meron silang, like, manonood sila ng senior, maglalaro sila na, you know, ma, alam mo ba yung, you know this one, I saw it, ganyan-ganyan, can we go and have a look? So, yung mundo ko, puro mga kotse, puro mga Pokemon, yung mga ganon. So, nanonood ako, napipilitan ako manood ng mga, ano yung Paw Patrol, Thomas, yung mga ganyan.
Avatar?
You memorize the songs.
I know.
Oh, no. Yeah, na-memorize ko nga yung mga pangalan ng mga tren.
Yes.
Kasi yung panganay ko na-obsess siya sa Thomas.
Yes. Thomas.
So,
I think most kids did.
I think the key is dynamic ang relasyon natin sa ating mga kabataan and parents. Hindi pwedeng I'm the parent, you do it this way. Kailangan open nga, dynamic, kasi it, pag ano, pag it's dynamic, it changes eh. Slowly, katulad ng sinabi ng asawa mo, are you gonna say how we are, or are you just gonna tell me na you're hungry? So, you still have to implant the seed.
Yes.
Tapos, it will change, it will grow. Kailangan ino-nurture yun eh.
Yes.
So, when it's nurtured, the dynamic will change.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think it was very easy for me kasi I had the same relationship with my mom.
Okay.
Ganun siya eh. Ganun yung mami ko. So, parang natural lang sa akin yung transition ko. Like, you know, and I don't really even call it transition kasi nga, like what you said, it grows, right?
Yes.
So, it kind of, your discussion, I think, just becomes more deep.
Yes.
As you go older. So,
kausap natin si Donovan Nufable mula Family Dispute Resolution and Mediation at si Kay Liwanag, ina sa dalawang batang pinapalaki niya dito sa Australia. Sa susunod, pag-uusapan naman natin paano na pag nagti-teenager na at humihingi na sila ng mga telepono.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.